You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca. Sean, when I look at value to the team in minutes played, I'm like, is Tkachuk more valuable than Shabbat?
You know what? I don't know, Jason, at this point. I'm so caught up in what it means to the team. I'll figure out the numbers and what it all means down the road. Getting him signed to a long-term deal means so much on so many levels for all that the franchise has gone through. Is it a tad high on the money? Maybe. Is it going to bother Shabbat? Absolutely not. Is he going to be the captain of the team? For sure. Is he going to get other guys to buy in? And this is great for the future of the franchise. Absolutely. So, hey, is it a little higher in dollars? I guess, but the 7 years is the real key here. And for where the franchise has been, you probably had to overpay a little bit. And like I said, it's money well spent at this point.
Yeah, when you're a team that, you know, you need to keep your best players. I don't think there's any doubt that, I'm not sure Tkachuk's the most skilled player on that team, but he's definitely the heart and soul. I think Tim Stützle's ultimately going to be their offensive juggernaut who leads them down the road. But him and Tkachuk could be very good running mates. You know, he's a power forward at a time where there's not a lot of power forwards. My question is, you watch him all the time, Sean. So,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
There's lots of players who can improve their game. You know, you look at Edmonton, Darnell Nurse, where he's at now is a lot different than where he was. Yes. So Puljujarvi, same thing. When you watch Tkachuk's game, what are the small little details of his game that he can work on and improve?
Well, you know, he can just evolve. My first year scouting was in the NHL. I actually watched Keith Tkachuk play with Timo Solani and Alexei Zhamnov. And, hey, I think he's a big guy that's kind of tangled up in his body. As he gets more comfortable with his skating, he's going to be more of a power forward. He's going to be able to shoot the puck off the rush. I think the skill in the hands will get a little bit better. So I think this is really understanding. This is a young big man that just absolutely has his way in the National Hockey League. And outside of him, he should be better than Tom Wilson. But as you said, you know, in an era where a lot of the defensemen are tend to be a little bit smaller, if they're not smaller, they're not overly physical. Like I say, he prevents a dimension that is hard to quantify necessarily in dollars. So, hey, I think the improvement is just going to come as the physical maturation comes along, Jason.
It's an interesting point because you're right. Like, he's still a young guy, right? Like, he's been in the league.
Well, he is. And if you watch, I think his dad was a little further along, and the brother doesn't present the size, but it is exactly that. And it just, you know what, again, we'll see. It's going to be set back a little bit by not having training camp.
Yes.
Apparently, he's in great shape, which all guys are. But it really does just come down to reps and opportunity. You've got a young core here. If they can do the same with Stützle, the same with Norris, maybe do something with Zub and some other guys, Sanderson down the road. You know, just get some sheer economics without going crazy, but at the same time recognizing this would mean a lot to the franchise to put what has been some outstanding drafting into place, give some stability, and let's see if it works out, because I got to be honest with you, you've watched it firsthand in Edmonton. Boy, the drafting and development here in Ottawa since they've gone through this rebuild, in my estimation, has been second to none.
Sean Simpson joins us. Sean, speaking of development, what happened to Logan Brown? He was 11th overall pick in 2016, just traded to St. Louis. What went wrong in his development in Ottawa?
You know, I don't know, Jason, at the end of the day, if he was just a very good player. You know, he was a big man. He's been hurt so much. He's never played. He never picked up any pace. There was always the talk about the next summer is going to be the big one, and Logan's kind of always figured it out. I'm just not sure if he's a good enough player, and I think they took a chance on him. He saw the skill. But I can't say anything went wrong in his development, because look at the path of everything here. They want him to succeed. The center ice up until this year was now Norris and Pinto, which is still very young. It's been so wide open. The jaw's been there for the taking. And watching this year's training camp, he has gotten a little bit older, but he hasn't gotten any stronger. He doesn't have any strength on the puck. He doesn't really have any stops and start speed. He's certainly an open ice is a good player and can do some decent things on a power play, but not enough to today's National Hockey League. So I think, unfortunately, at the end of the day, injuries, and just not sure if he's a fast or good enough hockey player.
Now, the position you played is goaltending. You look at Ottawa,
yeah,
they're going to need better goaltending.
In a very poor way, but yeah.
Yeah, but still, you played it at a higher level than 90% of us. So you look at the, you would know the position.
Yeah.
You gotta get better goaltending. I get team defense has to be better. I understand all that. But just flat out as the goalies, they gotta be better. What do you need to see from Murray specifically?
Well, I want to see him play, and I got to admit, you know, I know he ends up having the flu here, but it is opening night. I'm a little disappointed, only in that last year he would play a decent stretch, then he'd be a little bit banged up, then he wouldn't be very good. I thought his training camp was better, Jason, but I have a bit of a nervous vibe in watching him. And part of that was, hey, I came back to Ottawa in 2011. Craig Anderson provided outstanding goaltending stability here for a long time. I think super underrated for what he accomplished. He was either good to very good, was outstanding head-to-head in the playoffs. They've got to get back to that. And it's going to be tough as they integrate a young D, a D right now that's not very good. And I'm still super nervous about him. They've hitched their wagon, $21 million over the next 3 years. So I've been waiting and see, Mo, what do they need to see? Well, they need to see better goaltending, but they need to see make the saves, but also be great at times, not just good. And that's kind of what the expectations are. But to be quite honest with you, when I watch him play, I still feel like he's an awfully nervous goaltender. For whatever happened to him in Pittsburgh, Jason, more mental, you would never know that this guy had won a couple of Stanley Cups. So can he rediscover it? Possibly. But a little red flag went up for me when all of a sudden he was a little bit ill, practiced yesterday, then couldn't play tonight. I'd want him just grabbing a hold of the net and saying, hey, that's mine right now.
Drake Batherson, who would you, like, for people who don't see him a lot, who would you compare him to, and what do you think he's going to be?
Well, you know what? A comparison, gosh, that's a really good one, because I'm usually really good with the comparisons, and it's usually on the high side. What's unique about him is he went through the growth spurt. He's gotten comfortable with his body, put on a little bit too much weight a couple of years ago. He's just finding his way, so I don't have a great comparable, but he certainly has tremendous upside. Getting comfortable with the body, starting to feel some of the size, has some real nice hands, skating, hockey IQ, has scored some great goals. I think he'll have to understand that in playing the way he's going to need to play, he'll be a little bit more physical, but certainly has the opportunity to score in the high 20s, if not the 30s. A lot of natural touch, and to be honest, he kind of put him to Norris, to Stützle, to Tkachuk, the way Pinto has been early on, and I think there's some real, real promise that, hey, I know in Edmonton years and years ago when that whole R&H group came through, he looked at the same way, but from what these guys have all tracked of what they've done in the American League to what they've done early on as a pros, some real good things there. He's going to be a real nice front line forward, and I think he's going to surprise a lot of people, because as you say, he'd probably be one of the bigger unknowns that people would have no idea as to what his skill set is or how good he could be.
When you look at this season for the Senators, they're in a pretty tough division. There's Toronto and Tampa and Florida and Boston, you know, even Montreal, despite all their injuries.
Yeah.
Is sixth kind of like, is that best case scenario realistically for Ottawa? What do you see this season as?
Oh, absolutely. And I do wonder from the divisional standpoint, and there's no doubt they're six, but I kind of watch Montreal and, you know, look at Tampa. I think Florida will be good. I'm curious on Boston. They're certainly ahead of Detroit, and God, I would assume most farm teams are ahead of Buffalo. So I think six is fine. But what is so different from sixth place this morning till sixth place this afternoon feels unbelievable, because Brady Tkachuk is signed, and there's nothing wrong with that. There was some expectations, and Pierre Dorion said, hey, the rebuild is over, whatever that means. Hey, they're not a playoff team, and finishing six and getting another pick, integrating more young players, a lot of work still to be done on the back end. You can see the formation of the forward group. Oh, but absolutely. I mean, we'd be hard-pressed to think that, hey, they're going to finish ahead of those five teams right now, but it will be a lot closer, at least in mentality, now that Brady Tkachuk is signed.
Simmer, it's always good to catch up with you, man. Enjoy the
absolutely.
Season. We won't be seeing your team as often as we last year. There won't be as many.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of, you know what, it was fun for a year, and certainly fun to see some of the matchups, but no, it'll be fun to get a little mix of the hockey and refresh on the American side and get back into the old divisions and the rivals. It'd be lots of fun.
Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Anytime. Cheers.